supposed to do craft things.
Right. Well, suppose it got cold, what kind of a...
Well, you mean what we put on? Uh-huh. We had wraps. We didn't have furs back there. But we had warm wraps that we had, and the men had overcoats. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the winter, some men had gaiters.
Well, what's
that? What gaiters are? They sell leather things around the legs. You go hunting in them, you know. Gaiters.
Huh.
I mean, like... in the wintertime, summertime, whenever they went hunting, they'd keep the briars from scratching the legs and all, too. But they also kept out the cold in the winter. When it's winter, they put them in the pants, they folded over underneath there, don't you know, and wore these gaiters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some sort of gaiters are little sharp things that go over the top of the shoes. But I'm talking about the long ones. Maybe they're boots I'm talking about. I don't know.
Suppose the women went out when it was pretty cold. What would they wear? What could you kind of describe?
I guess they would have on flannels, one thing. Or they would have long union suits that went down there, you know, and we had to fold them over under our stockings smooth, you know.
Uh-huh.
Long part of your overall union suits, they call them. And you had to fold them here and get your stockings smooth up over it. We wore those in the wintertime, and then, of course, mm-hmm. I reckon we wore some flannels, we called the little woolen underskirts.
Uh-huh. What about out over your dress?
Well, we had big, heavy coats.
Uh-huh.
And then I think we had hoods, wool hoods that probably our grandmothers had knitted for us.
Uh-huh.
That we wrapped up our ears.
Well, how did
and we had long muffler things, you know, that tied around your neck, and gloves. I always had crocheted and knitted gloves on our hands.
But how did those coats fasten up? How do you
buttoned up the front, like you do now, all I ever saw.
Well, they have some that might zip.
Oh, we didn't know what a zipper was.
You didn't have those.
No, no, we didn't have any zippers. We didn't know what a zipper was when I was coming up. It hadn't been invented, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been invented. When I was a child.
Could you describe a little bit more about the inside of the courthouse? What kind of things people do?
Well, we went in even with the ground. It has a basement now, I think, didn't it? Even with the ground, and there was offices all on both sides. The county officers had, the clerk, and the sheriff, and the clerk and sheriff, whatever other county officers there were, can't think right now, had offices on that first floor.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had steps at the back of it that went upstairs. And all upstairs was one big room with where the judge and the lawyers were, had sort of a little pretty fence around it. What do you call it, like in churches? Around the altar, you know.
I don't know what you mean, but it's...
I don't know what you'd call it either. You wouldn't call it a little fence, but it's partitioned off.
Uh-huh.
Where the judge sat on his place. He had a nice big chair up there on a rostrum, a little high rostrum. And the judge sat there. And then the lawyers were around. And when he calls their case, he'd ask them if they were ready for it, and I'm ready. Or if they're not ready, and stand up and give their excuses why it ought to be put off.
Uh-huh.
And the judge makes his own decision whether to let them put it off or not, if they've got a reason.
Good
somebody's reason. Sick and cannot be there as a witness. But if they're just putting on, he'd say, well, the case will be tried regardless.
Mm-hmm.
They soon learn, I guess.
But do they have people taking notes?
Oh, yes, they had stenographers.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The court records. You have to have a record of all the cases they called and what disposal were made of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you call those people?
They were over.
They have a title or?